Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
And it's electric, rhyming so hectic. Content of the song, you can probably fucking guess. It's just me talking shit over a funky ass beat. Metaphors full of bullshit, hit you like a stampede.
Welcome to the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. The shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Only on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Now, here's the show.
Derek, okay, hold on. Can't hear nothing.
You can't hear nothing.
There we go, because Scotty soloed all the mics. The people at home off. People at home could hear us, but I couldn't hear me.
I couldn't hear myself either.
We're back. It's the Lousy Wrestling Podcast, ECW Podcast, Barbie Blank Stare. I forgot what the name of the show was.
See, you fucked it up. And that's why we're the
Lousy Wrestling Podcast.
And you can't get it fucking straight.
America's shittiest wrestling podcast. And in Derek and I's quest to forever give up on wrestling, we have decided, as a bonus to our normal show, to chronologically go episode by episode the run of WWE ECW television on
television
on the Sci-Fi Network.
Tell me how television works. I would like to invest in this television. I can see it being sold in multiple homes across the world.
You get two rods, right?
Two rods.
Yep.
All right. Just the way you like it. Two
string
rods.
String them up. And you cast that shit. That's what we're doing here. We're casting. We are podcasting.
Podcasting. You're
so
correct.
Today we're going to go through episode 2 of WWE ECW.
Episode 2.
This will be our bonus episode, episode number 2.
Since, once again, you failed to finish AIW.
Well, I figured if you and I would get a chance to record, we might as well knock out some more bonus episodes. So, you know, because these don't really have a timestamp on them.
No,
as long as I air them in order, like I can't just be like episode 1, episode 40, episode 2, episode 50.
When they listen to the new episode... And then they go back and hear this, they'll be like, no wonder why it took them 3 fucking weeks to review that motherfucker.
Because they were watching WWE ECW instead?
Yeah, they're going to figure it out quicker, you know.
We could have just been watching AIW right now. But instead, we're going to watch ECW from June 20th, 2006.
That was a horrible knock to AIW, by the way.
That's not how I meant it. Because the AIW show is a good show. I was saying you and I are on a quest to give up on wrestling, apparently. So we're going to watch some terrible shit.
You was on
shit.
A quest.
We're going to watch terrible shit. And
I said this is what's going to end your quest.
Exactly. We built up to this. We watched good wrestling. We watched bad wrestling. Now we're going to watch this until I just give up on wrestling.
For at least a good 2-3 years?
Not even. The thing about it, though, is I watched all this stuff when it aired once, so... Well, most of it, from about 2007 on, so I didn't even see this semi-fucking...
You didn't see the first 10?
I just saw when...
Episode 1?
Yeah, these... At least in this era, they're still trying to hold these weird ECW values still. Mm-hmm. You know, by 2007, it was
WWE.
It was NXT. What NXT is today is what fucking this show was for years. So we're going to let me get it booted up while we're talking.
Booted
here.
Up,
yeah, because I want to get it booted up and on 000s. You know, we can't just start it and it play. You know, because I have to do my good 3-2-1.
That's like your signature. You have too many fucking signatures for the show. I mean, we have Barbie Blank Stare. Now we have the fucking 3-2-1.
Yeah, for a bonus show, we got a lot going on.
I mean, what the fuck?
Well, I want people to be able to watch along with us, and if they don't want to watch along, that I think it's just as enjoyable to be in your car or at home in the study.
Dude, you have as many signatures as fucking Roman Reigns. Like, chill out, bro.
Alright, hold on, let me back this.
I'm surprised you didn't do that and go into 3-2-1.
Let me back this up and, whoops.
Goddamn.
Alright, so we're on all zeros now. We're on WWE ECW Episode 2. Anything you want to say before you get into this? Anything? I know there's another Kelly segment on here where, or maybe it's not on this one, but I know
so you've already watched this.
I have not, no.
You've already looked it up.
I watched them in 2006. I watched episodes 1-3 in 2006 and didn't watch any more till about 2007-ish. Whenever Miz and Morrison went on their run as a tag team,
that's when I tuned
on ECW, was about the time I started watching again. And, you know, Balls Mahoney and Tommy Dreamer are the only ones around by then.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's get this. I'm trying to unmute it now because I have it muted. Okay. All right, we're at 000s. We're going to get this show started. WWE ECW Episode 2. You ready, Derek? In 3-2-1, play.
You didn't do the hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah! And then I cock my arm. Because there's Ariel, so there's cocks everywhere. They're up in the air. So, now, we didn't even get to see Ariel last week.
This is last night.
There was a pay-per-view Vengeance the night before. Apparently, so I didn't watch Vengeance, so we have no idea what's going on. That makes it hard to decide
from episode 1 to now, because now we're in Rob Van Dam.
Yeah, now they're,
and he's already lost the belt by then, it looks like.
Yeah, Rob Van Dam dropped the belt on that Monday, I want to say, and then so he showed up at Vengeance and did that, and then Sabu
and John Cena.
So Sabu,
Cena takes the leg drop.
Sabu didn't even get to wrestle John Cena at the pay-per-view either, because Sabu got arrested so Sabu had to fucking settle for a Monday Night Raw match instead.
So I'm wrong, because it's showing RVD as champion with both belts. So
yeah.
So I think we were wrong with him.
He's still champ, but okay. And Sabu probably hasn't gotten in trouble yet then.
All right.
But anyway, so
we're in the intro.
So I definitely know that, like, that last week or last episode of this, we had said, like,
the Battle Royal.
Battle Royal was for number one contendership, because we had no idea. And we found out that the Battle Royal was for a chance to wrestle John Cena at Vengeance.
Which, obviously,
it looks like Edge.
Big show, right?
What's up? I thought Edge wrestled. It looked like Edge wrestled John Cena at Vengeance.
Yeah, but Edge didn't win the Battle Royal.
No, Sabu won the Battle Royal. And Sabu wrestled John Cena at Raw.
So they swapped it out.
Yeah, they couldn't let Sabu wrestle on their pay per view.
Maybe because of the weed.
Maybe that has happened.
And they switched it around, and it's already happened, and he hasn't dropped the belt yet.
Mm-hmm. So there's Sabu.
Well, obviously not, because he's wrestling. Unless their wellness policy isn't what it is today.
Well, no, they didn't fail for a drug test. They just got pulled over.
With weed. I think right there.
I think it smelled like weed, but the pipe was empty. It was like there's a lot of stuff in that whole story. They probably smoked a joint, you know what I mean, threw the roach out the window, and Sabu just happened to have a brand new pipe he bought. Because I'm pretty sure the pipe he had, because no, like, criminal charges ever came really about it.
Nice.
So I'm pretty sure the pipe he had was completely empty.
Okay, John Cena's fucked up.
And this was last night at Monday Night Raw. That was from his match with Sabu.
A little hemorrhage under his eye a little bit.
That was from his match with Sabu. He got a bloody eye. He got a little destroyed.
Of course it had to be with Sabu.
Is the Young Bucks coming out?
The Young Bucks? You wish. I wish too. It's your favorite.
Tony Mamaluke with that girl.
Trinity.
Yeah, Trinity.
That girl.
Trinity. I remember in 2006.
Look at Mamaluke's face. It looks like he's extremely constipated.
In 2006,
you
I remember.
See that face?
Yeah, and it doesn't even look like Tony Mamaluke. Is that just. Is that some guy that they're just calling Tony Mameluke? Because that doesn't look like the same guy from TNA 2 years earlier or TNA 5 years later.
Are you sure that's not the... It's him.
It's the same guy. He's just really got a chubby, constipated face at this point.
This is when he got chubby.
He does look a little chubby and constipated.
Chubby Mameluke.
Yeah.
Versus Sabu.
Anyway, what I was going to say is I remember being younger and thinking how unattractive Trinity was. And
you
then,
look back and said you no, still agree with your old self?
No, now that I'm almost 30, I'm like, she's like a mom you could fuck. Like a hot Italian mom that's like, yeah.
I still don't find her that attractive.
Like, you're like a Tammy Piscatelli. Something like that.
You're just starting to name random girls from your high school?
No. That's a comedian who's just...
No,
some,
I'm saying that's what you should have done. Like, you just should have said... Naming, some, yeah.
That was just like the most Italian MILFy name I could think of. Tammy Piscatelli. I don't even know if she's...
You're like, oh, she's like Hannah S. Worthy.
What are you doing, Scotty? Scotty's sitting with us as we watch this match. Tony Mameluke just did the dreaded arm rake across the top rope, which probably actually would hurt with the WWE using actual rope.
Yeah.
Sabu doing some...
Just sat on his face.
Doing some ass Sabu.
That was for sure ass to his face. And he's mm-hmm. used to taking bumps on his head, so I mean...
Yeah, Tony Mameluke, he's not used to being taken care of in the ring.
Yeah, not at all. So this is a very safe match for him.
Tony Mameluke getting
the
ropes
safest
to get
match
out.
He could be in is with Sabu.
With Sabu. Ow, Sabu kicks it. That was pretty innovative.
Baseball slide to
the leg, yeah, so that he drops to his face. So now this show considerably is a lot more dimly lit than the last show.
It looks like a more ECW TV show.
And they're thankfully, like, they did open with the Ariel tarot card reading thing, which was our debut of Ariel. She has not been on television
they
yet.
They showed
Kevin Thorne last week and
showed
this her
week,
this
week. We finally got her.
But they didn't explain who the fuck she was or what she's doing or nothing. She's just some tarot card reading bitch.
Who
and then,
looked like...
Well, go ahead.
She was like gothic looking.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all you could tell by it.
So, oh, god damn it, Scotty. You're pissing me off with this mixer shit.
And see, you're like,
yeah, he
why,
fucking
Scotty?
Keeps sitting
it's,
on...
It's every podcast.
He climbs
why?
On my mixer and then mutes all of the fucking microphones.
He just eyeballing it now like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck.
Wait 5 minutes, bitch.
Fuck you. So, and this
See,
was...
See, that's how much he likes this fucking television show. Like, this he's like, it sucks so bad, I'm muting you motherfuckers.
I remember WWE CW being so terrible, and now I'm like, this is actually pretty cool. This is like... What I would
the hidden gem we're gonna get of this?
Yeah,
week.
This match has been pretty good. Sabu versus Tony Mameluke, episode two, opening the show,
and he hasn't taken a bump like he has in the past.
No, yeah, he's been taken care of a little bit.
He's very well taken
Tony
care
Mameluke,
of.
Tony Mameluke, that is. But so
up until this point, he's like, okay.
What I'm getting at though is
through the table. Instant, like,
yeah, he fell off the table, like, through the side. That's really weird the way that
broke.
He's
lucky he did. Did you see how
that
table broke?
The table popped up instead of breaking normal in the middle down. One side went up and one side went down. Yeah. It, like, flipped him off. Camel clutch, that's the end of it.
And you know he's not even tapping.
No, he just...
And the bell rings it.
He just gave
And he's
up.
Like, no, I'm not done. He's like, I'm not done. Oh, see, now he's
now,
he's now the match is over.
I was about to say, I wonder if they ended it early. Because they were definitely doing tap outs in WWE by this point.
Oh, for sure.
When did somebody say, I submit by this point? Tap outs were the norm everywhere.
The new normal,
Taz made the tap out popular in 96 or 7, and it was not all tap outs from then on.
He actually
was
braced for most of this match.
This was actually a pretty good match, and exactly how you would want ECW TV show
off.
To open up. Yeah. Now, like, if they're... You can almost give us the crap if you open with that.
It's essentially the entire ECW setup. Yeah, and there's your girl, Kelly.
This is where she says, last week I couldn't get my bra
off. And she definitely has a Barbie blank stare. I was so excited that I She can't even flip her
Listen
hair.
Listen to her. She says, last week I was so excited that I couldn't even get my bra off.
Are you sure you practice on taking your bra off?
You know, she had to sit in Vince McMahon's office for a week
to figure out
taking her bra off.
And this dude just has belts chest deep.
He does have two belts.
Where is my phone? I want to find out when he fucking got pulled over. Because I know it was very soon after this.
So RVD's gotten a promo?
Yeah,
a tag team match tonight.
With him and Kurt Angle. Who are they wrestling? Edge and
Randy Orton.
Yeah, too much WWE crossover stuff right off the bat. Needed to be its own thing.
Just like NXT is today. Maybe that's where they learned from.
They
like,
just
we
rely
can't...
on it, yeah. Where is his arrest at? Training, 2006 arrest, July 3rd. So he still had another...
Okay, so Vengeance is coming this Sunday.
Yeah.
Vengeance hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
We were making it sound like it already happened.
Okay.
It's this Sunday coming up.
That's
so,
good. That's
so
good
what
know.
Just happened was on either SmackDown or Raw.
Raw.
And we kept thinking that was Vengeance or the pay-per-view.
But it was all Raw.
It was all Raw or SmackDown.
So Sabu is still slated to wrestle this weekend. This would have been June 20th. So, we had a... And they got arrested July 7th, I said?
Mm-hmm.
July 3rd, July my bad. July 3rd. In Hanging Rock, Ohio. That's the name of the fucking town. Hanging Rock, Ohio.
Hanging Rock, Ohio.
July 3rd in 2006 was a Monday night. They were leaving Monday Night Raw. Or they were leaving the
I've never heard of those guys ever.
Who?
Whatever group they were showing.
I miss out.
Brand New Sin or some shit like that.
Me either. I wasn't even looking. What were they, a singing group? They're a rock band.
Yeah,
I see. I saw them there behind the thing. Now this
Tommy Dreamer's coming out next.
The way this is set up is weird, though, because... Oh, and last week's episode was funny because I kept on saying they were recording before SmackDown, but this aired at 10 live, so it was obviously after SmackDown. But if it wasn't live, then it was recorded before SmackDown. So we need to pay attention to when they say they're live or not. Let's assume they're not live, and it was recorded before SmackDown. So... They still do have Atlas security there, but okay, now the announce tables across from hard camera. You would assume hard camera had to stay in the same spot for the two shows, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the entranceway for SmackDown is going to be covered with a curtain behind where the entranceway for ECW. ECW is going to be to the right of the SmackDown entrance.
Correct.
But they have crowds surrounding the whole ring. So where, what members of the crowd did they take and say... They obviously... That's probably why it's so dimly lit, is they probably took a bunch of people from the upper bowl and said, hey, for the first hour, you guys can stand on the floor here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Actually, they have it fucking... They have it. They actually have the entranceway set up right there. Never mind, I lied. It's literally right there on camera.
What, SmackDown?
The little SmackDown entranceway. They're just not letting them use it. I swear last week's episode, though, they had the guardrail all the way around the ring and crowd at all sides except for through the entranceway where they came through the little hole that's right there.
So maybe this is after SmackDown.
You see the little hole right there, you know what I mean? That's the hole they're coming through, but yeah, that's fucking weird. Or is this before SmackDown? And they just were like, nah, it'd be too late. We're too lazy to fucking make the people wait for after SmackDown. Or, I mean, after ECW to...
So would they have a second different ring completely?
No, but they do add different canvas, and they will...
Post.
And they'll retape... Not posts, but they have different canvases, different turnbuckle pads, and they'll retape the ropes. they'll just run around the ropes with fucking blue tape. I guess they like that's how they'll do the cruiserweight shit at Raws. They'll just run across them with purple tape. Then when it's time for
they don't do that no more.
When it's time for SmackDown, I mean, when it's time for to go back to Raw, they'll take either the purple off or just retape it with another red. Just keep adding layers.
That seems like it would take a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the entire commercial break.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah, you just think
three
like
people.
They'll do a backstage promo segment, commercial break, come back, do another backstage promo segment that's different, and then so by then you've had 15 minutes to re-canvas and re-fucking tape and do the ring, which is not an easy job. I'm not trying to downplay that at all. It's gonna take 10 guys, but
oh, for sure.
So this is when they're starting to build the Big Show a little differently. Like he's not even gonna—he's not even gonna wrestle with people either. He's just gonna manhandle people until he.
This was when he was big and nasty. Like the Big Show. Was
like, did he even win this match? Did he?
No,
he's
not even done with Dreamer yet. Look at him, ragdoll. We've been talking about
he just left the
ring.
He just left the ring. He's just leaving.
Is he done with Tommy Dreamer?
Yeah, that match is over. I don't know if it was a match. The referee never came out.
All right, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we're seeing when Kurt Angle beat Randy Orton at the...
One Night Stand
2006 pay-per-view. Which was a fun match. It was cool. I mean, it's only like 5 minutes long, but it has Randy just dump out of the ring while... Oh, you fucking son of a bitch, Scotty.
He destroyed
Please,
everything.
You have to fucking stop. Yeah, dude. You're killing me. You are fucking killing me, dude.
You're lucky there's no button over there for him to stop. All right, now we got Kevin Thorne trying to show his teeth off. Like, look at me.
And see,
the same view from last week, I feel.
I was about to say, yeah, I don't remember. I feel like that was the same arena.
Yeah, don't you feel the same thing? Like the same view and everything?
It just said macho. Okay. So there's a guy coming out right now.
Macho Libre?
Named Macho Libre.
Is that Eugene?
No, that's way fatter than Eugene. I'd say that's a lot closer to fucking Bruce Pritchard than anything. He's twirling his finger like he's...
Macho Man.
Macho Man, but he's...
Dressed like a Lucha Libre.
Yeah, because...
Is it Jack Black?
Scotty,
is that Jack Black?
Scotty, you're gonna... I'm gonna fucking kill you. Yep. If my cat ends up missing tonight, now you know where to go. No, that was mean to say.
If you want, you can...
No, don't... That wasn't even a good joke. Just getting mad at the fucking guy because he will not get off my console.
Well, you said you wanted to kill him, so I was, you know, at least offering him the blade.
Dude, I think this might be Bruce Pritchard. Bruce Pritchard cuts a mean Macho Man promo. I don't know who has those tattoos on their arm, though.
This is horrible.
This is where the Sandman's going to come out.
Lucha Libre, Nacho Libre, Macho Libre, whoever he is, can't cut a promo.
Macho Libre.
We had the Sandman 1 week, so he just taking out gimmicks.
Exactly, yeah.
Every
like
poor gimmick.
Last week was the zombie. This week is Macho Libre.
So he's just the gimmick killer.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Look what's happening on our screen right now. Wow.
He's an ECW original. He loves drinking beer.
The thing
love chasing women. And kicking the holy hell out of you.
The thing that was fucking weird about that is like, yeah, we're ECW. He's coming down to beat up this guy. But why the fuck did we just do the 1994 WWF Superstars
promo?
Yeah. What the fuck was that shit? They tried bringing that shit back a number of times
The zombie got beat way worse. This guy is getting it easy.
It's because it's Bruce Pritchard and he knows it's his boss. I'd need to Google Macho Libre and find out who portrayed him because
he got it taken easy of.
And who got hired for that?
And that was the match, obviously. So Tommy Dreamer, Big Show was not a match, and this was a match. Crazy.
Yep.
And that's how ECW actually worked back in the day.
At least there was... Think about it. At least there was fucking weapons being used and shit.
And he leaves... Wow. He didn't go through the crowd this time.
This guy's name is Tony DeVito, an American-based semi-retired wrestler who wrestled in ECW, WWF, and Ring of Honor.
Let me see him.
Tony DeVito.
There's your favorite ref.
That's Tony DeVito. I fucking hate that referee so much.
I've never seen him ever.
But Tony DeVito?
Tony DeVito.
I'm wondering if he wrestled in, like, if he was a part of the Baldies or something. He debuted in 91.
And if he was in ECW?
God damn it, Scotty. I'm going to fuck you up, dude. Oh, my God. What did he even do?
I don't know.
Jesus fucking Christ.
John Cena's...
And John Cena's showing up like Scotty just did on my goddamn console. Fucking son of a bitch.
With his perfectly done makeup job for his eye.
And then you can hear the way he got cheered that this is like the worst fucking place to film ECW television. You know what I mean? DeVito was part of the Baldies. So Macho Libre was probably just a quick, easy way for...
10 G's.
Not that much, but
$5,000,
at least $1,000, and for Paul Heyman to get an old friend booked, maybe, you know what I mean? Yeah. Get an old friend some money, maybe not an old friend, but maybe somebody
paying him off finally.
Maybe somebody he owed money to, you know what I mean? Yeah, here, come work 2 days of TV and get some money,
and we'll call it even.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't believe it.
So we got John Cena around the whole ECW roster.
Mm. And he's just basically like saying, so you guys don't like me? Well, how many guys from last week are already missing? There's Credible. Okay. Danny Doring's still there. Roadkill's gone.
I don't see Roadkill.
Stevie Richards, is he around?
But there's people on the other side of Sammy,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's Stevie Richards. Who else was there last week? There's Bobby pulling in. So
look at Kurt Angle. Look how he's looking at John Cena. Like, are you serious?
No, that's...
I'm so fucked up right now. Yeah, I will eat your fucking face.
That's Kurt Angle nodding out is what you're seeing. That's not Kurt Angle reacting to anything. That's Kurt Angle nodding. He's just such an Olympic
RVD's
medalist.
Just looking at him like, I want some of this shit that Angle has right now.
He's high as hell, yeah. He's like, man, I'm just stoned on weed, but this dude is fucked.
Like, look at him. He's on a whole new level.
He's in a soma coma right now.
Like, he's the definition of gawking. Did you see?
He is
sleepwalking. He right now has the Barbie blank stare.
The Angle blank stare this time. Holy shit.
We need that as a shirt. Okay.
There's big little Guido. So, who
is
missing? Roadkill's
gone.
Roadkill's the only one that got fired in the first week.
Danny Doring got rid of Roadkill. Okay. Nice.
That's pretty funny.
I'll take it.
You see the way people get fucking fired. What's up, Bobby? You brought us some pizza? You want to come sit on mic, man? We're just watching terrible wrestling.
Very terrible at this point. Well, you can't say terrible because the
okay.
first...
Okay. He's like, maybe I will sit on mic. So we got Kelly's expose just popped on. What mic is that? 5 or 6?
Yeah, actually, I'll be at the
second. Look at the poor dancing. She's definitely not getting no dollars again from me this week.
I want to say she's dancing a little better last
week.
Each week
we're going to see how many dollars she racks up.
They gave her a chair this week, and they were like, you'll look better in this. And then they also didn't give her a bra.
So you're only giving her a dollar this week already. Me, she's still getting nothing. Because look at that move.
Yeah, that move is
you
very
gyrate
bad.
Like that on a daily basis, and you don't get paid. So what do you think she deserves?
I gyrate like that just walking around.
You said she didn't have a bra, yeah, she has.
I was lying. She does have a bra. Does she have
a
dollar
bill?
It's
more like a bikini top than a bra.
Okay, so
we see why Alexa Bliss now has pink in her hair.
She's stealing the Kelly Kelly look from
She's
there.
Stealing the Kelly Kelly look.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie, you're probably part of it, man. Shit. Alexa Bliss would have only been like.
What is she doing right here?
She had to learn to sit down? I can't even tell you what this girl is doing. Like, that's pretty hot right there, yeah. But then she turns around and you're like,
she's trying to shake her ass, but all she's doing is shaking her.
Well, sometimes you don't have to. Sometimes you don't have to shake. Sometimes you can just move side to side.
I mean, if she just moved side to side and gyrated, maybe that might be something. But she's a stiff Barbie doll. Look at her.
Yeah.
It's like you're playing with her right now. Like, if you had a Barbie, that's exactly how she'd be moving right now.
So how is this wrestling?
This is Kelly's expose.
Yeah, I couldn't think of
this. She's a 19-year-old casting couch girl, pretty much right now,
and she's being forced to strip her life away on television. Yes.
This was almost what Glow was.
If only Glow was
somebody shut it down pretty quick.
No,
you can't do that.
If she was as good as Glow, then maybe.
Okay.
Look.
They gave her a front bra. Well, yeah. That's funny.
And look, she's still having trouble.
Yeah, as I was gonna say, can't she get it off? Okay, she got it off. Hand bra again.
Hand bra numbered. So we get a hand bra each week.
Yeah, is this before Mike Knox started like covering her up and stuff?
And she's trying to shake her butt, and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, this girl cannot dance. There he comes. Okay. Mike Knox.
Yeah, Samoa Joe.
Since I saw the tights, I was like, that looks like Samoa Joe. The crowd fucking booed, though, because they were like...
He's like, yes, I'm getting over. I'm a heel.
I love that they...
That was the smirk he just gave, like, yes, I'm a heel. I've established my identity.
His first reaction he's ever got in a wrestling arena.
He finally
before.
Established his identity as a heel. I'm glad that happened for him.
He smiled so big.
This is one of
Did
the...
you see that? They're booing. He just was like, I got to acknowledge. I'm a heel.
So
exactly, fuck yeah.
So he wasn't even trying to be a heel. He was going up doing the right thing. He's like, stop exposing yourself on television. I'm a good guy.
And instead he becomes the heel.
He stopped us from seeing naked women, Bobby.
I didn't think
we
could have.
We saw.
So the first week he was okay with it. This week he's like,
first
too
week
much.
He wasn't there. Or they hadn't started dating yet. She hadn't started getting passed around the locker room yet.
So week two, she already Mike Knox.
That was how they started dating.
So she had what? 4 or 5 days?
Dude, look, test.
4 or 5 days since her last appearance. So if she was already at Mike Knox, she was starting probably that night after that episode. Like, that's when the passing began. The bicycle started.
Well, then it turned into a test. It was a perfect segue that they're going to show us a test vignette. To hype up that he's coming to ECW.
And they're like, yeah.
But that's who her boyfriend was when he died.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, she went right from Mike Knox to Test. Now, I don't know if she ever dated Mike Knox. This is very mean and sexist and misogynistic and terrible, everything we're saying. And Lita's boobs look great.
Stephanie to Mike Knox to
What's
Test?
Up?
Or was it?
Still trying to figure that out, Bob.
Now, me and Bobby were watching 2005 WWE, and you remember when we were talking about Lita's boobs in 2005? And yes. I was like, her boobs are almost at peak form as they were in 2006.
I think this is...
Now,
is this 2006?
This is 2006.
Okay, I could see.
So now you can see how much... what I meant. But I don't know how her boobs changed in that year. But they did...
At least one... Size cup.
Like, her boobs are like Frieza. They're like, let me reach my final form, or whatever.
It's just Super Saiyan 7 boobs.
Yeah. I might have fucked up my Dragon Ball Z reference, but it was something like that. Frieza or Cell or one of those villains.
That's King Boo.
King Boo. Yeah. Her boobs in 2000. Yeah, her boobs in 2001 were kid boobs. her boobs. Yeah, her boobs in 2006 were you know, regular boobs, and then her boobs in 2006 are evil boobs. The Majin Boob Saga of Dragon Ball Z, or of WWE, Majin, I meant. The Majin Boob Saga. So, now this would have been after Rated RKO was a tag team, correct? Rated RKO was, were,
not even
or,
a thing yet,
or was this during that time? I thought it was after that.
Randy Orton looks so much different in the from the Condemned 2, which I just watched.
Randy Orton? At this time, Randy Orton was a little thicker, not as tattooed, and... this
is 2006 Randy Orton.
Yeah, and a lot more clean cut. Nowadays, he's, his face is aged. He's such a leaner body shape nowadays, too. And
he
then,
hasn't discovered the sleeveless hoodie yet.
And then all of his muscles.
No.
Yeah, no sleeveless hoodies yet. And no tattoos, and this is when he was still eating a lot of carbs, I'm sure. Or steroids, one of the two. See the way his nipples are elongated? I'm just talking shit.
Both their faces look so weird right now.
Well, Kurt Angle's actually nodding out in that picture. you just can't tell.
Barbie blank stare going on.
You just can't tell yet.
That promo with Cena in the ECW locker room, as you say, you could definitely tell
that Kurt Angle was on another level there. Well, I'm trying to think of when he I think this is his last appearance on ECW television. I don't think he lasted much longer.
Said I thought he lasted only like two or three.
And this would be week two, so. I mean, I'm not sure, man. I'm looking it up now. I'm looking up his character, you know, career. His
character career?
His Wikipedia career here, yep.
Speaking of Kurt Angle, you hear rumors are that the Jason Jordan's supposed to lead back to him coming back to wrestling.
Really?
That's
and hopefully drop the angle that he's his son, because it's not getting over with anyone.
No, not at all.
Like, they're still cheering for Jason Jordan. But the crowd is booze. And stuff. He is getting boos, but he's not getting the reactions he should, he would be getting if he
like
was
like, when
doing
you watch No Mercy,
himself.
The Miz played both the babyface and the heel.
God damn, I was completely wrong about all of this shit.
What is this match a four way?
So Kurt Angle wrestles his last match on August 8th.
And we're only in July.
And he doesn't show up to TNA until September 24th.
Okay, so we still have a few.
He still does forego 90-day no-compete clause. And what did Santa Claus. Now, what did you say, Bobby?
What type of match was it? Tag team match.
We're going to have a tag team match with Rob Van Dam and Kurt Angle, who are both ECW wrestlers, against Randy Orton and Edge, who are both
WWE.
Monday Night Raw wrestlers. Now, Kurt Angle is in a feud with Randy Orton because, you know, Kurt Angle is a real wrestler in the ECW killing machine, and Randy Orton's the legend killer.
So you think the ref's the only one not on drugs in this match?
That referee is on drugs. I hate him. He's the worst referee in the history of wrestling.
If Sean could legit jump into the screen, he would stab that ref to death right now on the spot.
Yeah, he's my least favorite referee.
And Sean's just lucky that's not Randy Anderson, or Sean would get his ass kicked.
He's doing the main event right now, too, and that's the worst. Fuck this guy.
And this is the main event. We've only had
for existing.
Two, three matches, if that.
Oh, it's only a 45-minute TV show.
That's what I'm saying, like...
The opening match wasn't bad either.
No, really
the
good.
Sabu.
We still
Tony
can't decipher if
now this
Tommy Dreamer and Big Show was a
Kurt
match.
Kurt Angle was wrestling a cool style here where he would always like shoot a leg and somebody'd fight out of it or go outside or something. Like he was trying to. He had switched from such a sports entertainment style that he used
to
in the
more
first,
of an MMA.
To the first few
style.
Years to, incorporating a lot more wrestling.
Give it more of a realistic.
It's essentially fucking Taz from 97, but it's Kurt Angle doing it, you know,
which is
the best amateur of all time.
Yeah.
Or, maybe not that of all time, but you get what I'm saying.
I mean, he...
One of the best.
Has a gold medal with a broken neck.
Yeah, so,
I mean,
the Olympics have been going on for years.
So, I mean, you got to...
A lot of people have gold medals.
but not with broken necks.
Not with broken necks.
That
like fucking that might be, shot up with Novocaine.
Yeah,
Rob Van Dam went for such a high kick that he fucking
overshot
and knocked himself out. Hey, you know it's funny. Every time I think about SummerSlam 2000, I don't even think we talked about it on our review, or SummerSlam 2002, I think it was. I don't even think we talked about it on our review, but it was like Jeff Hardy against RVD, and he tries to do that shit where he swings Jeff Hardy, and then he tries to run up the turnbuckle and jump backwards and hit Jeff Hardy, but it goes completely underneath him, and then Jeff Hardy falls down. I don't even think we talked about it in our review, but I always like think about that when I think of Rob Van Dam now.
About, fuck ups.
Yeah. God, you're completely right about this ref. I hate him. I haven't watched one part of this match.
You've just been watching the referee.
I was like so intrigued on why you hated why him so I much. Hate him. I was just like, I need to know.
His acting's so bad.
Oh,
his,
yeah, and he hasn't stopped either. He's just
he reacts and jumps to fucking
like
everything.
The two wrestlers are outside of the ring, and he just like takes a break from watching what's going on to go over and yell at Edge. Like, who's just standing there in the corner? He's like, he's got to be doing something.
He has to fill some sort of port.
I want
to
know whose son.
He looks like a miniature Matt Hughes.
You want to know whose son he was, or what, or how he got this job?
Would you not agree that he kind of looks like
he
Matt
does
Hughes?
Look like Matt Hughes? Yeah, but very skinny and
a
not
very poor looking Matt Hughes.
Poor, skinny,
and scrawny,
and a little dumb. God damn! Ow. Did you just see the way
Did
he hit his
that?
Neck?
Did
Holy
you see that?
Shit!
Oh
yeah.
God. Lita just
oh my
pulled
God.
Down the top rope, and RVD oh went spilling over.
Yeah.
Broke his neck, literally.
It's funny, because the reason why Bob says, oh my God, is Lita's boobs. And we're saying, oh my God, because RVD just landed
so
on his neck.
Best of both worlds of oh my God's at that time. So
oh
mean,
my God. Yeah. RVD was going to bounce off the rope, and Lita pulled the top one down, and he went tumbling over it. And fucking just like he came down right on the top of his head.
It was not a pretty fall.
On the apron, yeah. But RVD takes falls like that all the time, though, to be honest with you.
Oh, for sure.
He always kind of takes that.
After the matches with him and Jerry Lynn, like it.
Does his big athletic fucking handspring moves and shit off of his head. Yeah, I hate this referee.
That's why we're not calling the match. We're just
oh busy. My God! What the fuck was that
just
shit?
Launching him
why
out.
Would you do that to yourself? Rob Van Dam was dumb.
He was high, bro.
Fuck. He literally just
he's
let,
not thinking.
He took a fucking flat stomach bump from the fucking inside of the ring. Here it goes. From the inside of the ring to the outside.
Kind
of
to his shoulder. If
yeah,
you
but the way he was thrown out is what I meant. Like, he thrown out fucking like Superman, no protection, like not thrown to his back.
See, that kind of looks bad because it's making Edge seem like he's the fucking Big Show
by just throwing him away
yeah.
around the way.
Yeah,
he is.
Like that.
But
like, come on, Edge, look at him. He's not fucking that strong.
I feel like
dangerous.
Edge is the smallest guy in the ring. Not like size, it's, not like height wise,
yeah,
but like muscle wise.
Edge is the smallest, right?
Yeah,
except yeah. for the. And you see how he just manhandled RVD out the ring.
It was funny earlier in the earlier in the show. I was like, they need to open the show with more weapons and crazy things like this. And then RVD takes one bump, and I'm like, why is he so stupid? He shouldn't be taking bumps like this ever. It's like, well, yeah. What do you? You can't have both worlds, Sean.
No.
If Tony Mamaluke's
I mean,
gonna get
you
hit
can
in
have
the
your
head,
cake
RVD.
And eat it because you're good for that, but you can't have both best of both worlds.
Try and say I'm fat, I'm going to eat my whole cake. Oh, man. So, RVD at this time, though, hadn't really slowed down too much. Not like he did by 2014 or whatever the fuck it was.
2014?
Whenever he came back for that last run, 2012 or 2013. I was
not watching wrestling.
I want to say it was 2013 or 2014.
I wasn't watching by then.
Like wrestled at SummerSlam or some shit. There's some nice triple German suplexes. Take us back to our.
I liked how Randy Orton was like, maybe I can reach the rope.
Yeah.
Like, scrambled for it.
Like he's mid-air. A cat. That's something his dad would have done. That's like a Orton fucking thing.
I can totally see it.
Yeah, so you watched his dad.
I've only
dad
seen
at Smoky
one
Mountain
match
that
his dad's in, but I can totally see it.
Here's the ankle lock. And is Edge going to help him get out, or is Edge going to...
I wouldn't be pulling like that.
Yeah.
That'd come rip his arm out of sockets. Just get. I would love to see him just like completely get ripped off like Jax from Mortal Kombat 2. He starts beating you with his own arms. Fuck yeah. Over the head, belly to belly.
Even an intoxicated Kurt Angle is better than an intoxicated Jeff
Hardy.
Well,
his soma coma wore off by now. He ate two more right before the match so that they would kick at the end like Shawn Michaels and Diesel used to do in the 90s. Let's eat our somas before we go out so that as soon as the somas start kicking in, we know to finish the match. Oh, we've gone 20 minutes. The somas are kicking in.
We're good, bro.
Like, if we go too much longer, I'm not going to make it. Because they wanted to be, just as drunk as the people who got to the after party first. So they had to eat somas before they had to
catch up.
Yeah, make sure they were on the right level when they showed up pregame a little bit. See, Angle took that bump like a smart guy. He landed on his feet. He's like, yeah, I'm not gonna go stomach first out of the ring.
I broke my fucking neck.
Yeah, I've broke my neck before. He's actually completely black and blue all around his dick right now too. Apparently, that's always his story. It's like his entire hips and groin and dick and everything was black and blue and green.
That has sucked.
Really? Like, yeah, that's true story?
That's his story.
And he's sticking to it, Bob.
He says he went into Vince McMahon's office and pulled his dick out and was like, look at my dick.
And he was probably like, where?
He was like,
it's in the mess.
He was trying to say that, like, I need help. And his story's always been that, like, Vince McMahon was like, you don't need rehab. You're an Olympic gold medalist.
Motherfucker, look at my shriveled up bloody dick.
Yeah, now WWE's
got a green dick, motherfucker.
That's the story I like to believe.
A purple
right?
Smurf.
That's the story I like to believe. WWE's story has always been that, no, they tried to force him to go to rehab, and he said no, 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 like Amy Winehouse, and they let him go because they were afraid he was going to die. You like how I had to throw the Amy Winehouse line in there? Yeah.
No, I love my green dick.
Yeah,
it sets me apart.
So WWE's story is that he loved his green dick, and his story is he wanted help for his green dick.
He wanted his fucking miniature Hulk fix.
He wanted time off, and they were like, no, we want you to just not be a drug addict.
We want you to be sober and wrestle and make us money.
And thankfully, he's worked through all of that nowadays. He's a different
guy. That's why he says WWE.
Yeah, he can't say WWE anymore. I've been wanting to watch footage of him from back in the day just to see if he can say WWF. Like,
what's
he say? When he says WWE,
WWE. He's been getting better.
I'm very glad to be back at the WWE.
Vince McMahon did that in a promo
WWE
last night or whatever.
But when
he was like WWE. Like
he said
it so fast that it didn't sound right.
World.
And then he had to say, I forget what else he was promoting, another. Maybe ECW. Because Paul Heyman came out.
Yeah, it was the Paul Heyman ECW promo.
So he was
promoting
ECW. So he said WWE so fast that he made it sound so weird that he took his time right afterwards saying ECW that it took like 10 minutes for him to say it.
You bet. Yeah, it was leading up to we were just watching a random Monday Night Raw from 2005, and it happened to be the Raw before ECW One Night Stand 2005.
Nice.
So Eric Bischoff's holding a funeral for ECW. If Vince McMahon comes out going, I kind of need this pay-per-view to be a success, because if you look in those bankruptcy filings...
He just fucked Lita up with the Olympic slam.
Yeah, the crowd cheered. Like that was like commonplace to hit Lita with the foot with your finisher.
She was out for it.
I don't see how her boobs don't fall out.
They're glued.
I was about to say.
Super glue. Constantly gluing your tits to your shirt. That sounds like a terrible thing.
That's why Kurt Angle's dick is blue.
That's why Kurt Angle's dick was blue. Yeah. It was after his match with Lita, he went into the office like, look at my dick. He's like,
she
well,
gave me green balls.
He's been gluing his dick down so you can't see it through his tights, but he's using the wrong kind of glue.
Yikes.
Only in Sean's wildest dream.
So RVD just countered the spear to get back to calling the action here.
With like a forearm.
A 5-star frog splash. So Derek, where do you rate RVD's frog splash out of frog splashes?
He has one of the better ones.
I think he probably has the best. Him and Eddie.
Him and Eddie. That's what I was going to say.
I like D'Lo.
I don't.
D'Lo Brown's was a damn good one too. D'Lo Brown might be number Eddie's, three.
I don't know if Eddie's was better
than
RVD.
I think Eddie's is better in a nostalgic way.
Yeah.
Because Eddie's was his finisher for longer.
And he always had to have him in a certain spot. RVD didn't care where he was. He was going to hit it. And
RVD could hit it completely across the ring, yeah, definitely.
And he would even maneuver his body different places to hit it if you were laying awkward. So, I mean, I would have to say definitely 1-2 Eddie.
They're putting RVD, over. They're definitely putting over RVD though as a big star here, giving him both belts, let him do his thing.
I mean, think about it.
It's a shame he fucked it up 1 week later. And
he's
got
one
arrested.
Of the better potentials that ECW did originally have.
RVD.
Yeah.
RVD was just loved everywhere for a long time.
He's a great worker.
He almost kind of missed out by doing that 2010 TNA run. Instead of going back to WWE when he should have.
He could have just went to Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I think
something
he...
better like
yeah,
that.
Or something like that. But he
then
did,
again,
it
wasn't booming like it is today.
He did a...
See, look at this. Just going wherever. Frog Splash.
He did the fucking... what am I trying to say? The damn Royal Rumble in 2009, maybe, or 2010. So he... Whenever it was in Detroit. And he was, like, poised for a... good, you know,
Olympic slam.
A good run, you know, and no, they're friends, man. RVD hooked him up with the Somas. that's why they're friends.
That's his hookup.
So
nice.
That was episode two, Derek.
Episode two
of the ECW episode two. I almost couldn't remember what the fuck we watched.
I feel like maybe Guerrero's got the best frog splash. D'Lo's was the most entertaining to watch, but RVD's looks the most like a frog.
Like RVD's does look much like a frog. You are right there.
The way his legs kick out, everything. It's like he just studied frogs. Instead of studying like the guy
the
that created... instead of studying the creator of the frog splash, he just studied frogs.
Wow, he got stoned.
And just watched frogs for 24 hours.
So episode two, Derek, what are your thoughts from week one to week two?
Much better as far as like them how they opened up.
It was
Think about last week's opening.
It definitely I feel like last week they were like trying to force the ECW nostalgia very much.
And it was more like
it felt a little different.
They felt like they had their groove finally of what
still,
they wanted to set up like.
It, I think it still relied too much on raw angles. Like,
oh, for sure.
You can
we
almost
see.
Understand because you're trying to take some guys that were on Raw, like RVD and them, and move them to ECW. So
see,
you
if
gotta,
they were smart, they would send the Dudleys to ECW. And
the Dudleys were fired by this point. They were in TNA by this point.
But you
point.
Get what I'm saying? They should have went more towards that way, guys who were already in ECW who already came
now,
over.
Now, they...
Put
I
them
guess,
back. To they, help them a lot more instead of relying on just your typical
some of the people
and, or in it,
it's
John
funny
Cena.
Because like WWE always says that we contacted franchise, we contacted Raven,
doubt,
we
I
contacted all
did.
These people,
like they
and they all
they
said no, and then all the people are like, yeah, they never hit me up for that. You know what I mean? Like they brought back Axel Rotten for like one show, and. New Jack says that they had contacted him for a dark match, but he
only wanted to wrestle during his music.
I think so. The dark match got canceled, right? And apparently, dark match talent is supposed to stay in their dark match locker room, like enhancement talent locker room. the entire show. Like, you gotta follow the code where you shake people's hands, you stay the entire show.
And he said, fuck this
when
shit.
His match got canceled, yeah, he went across the street to Cracker Barrel or where the fuck. And
I would fucking too.
So then he never got another callback.
That's some shit. They have some dumbass fucking buy the book shit. That's just stupid and petty.
Yeah, it is.
Like, if you're not going to use me, then why waste my time?
That's why a lot of guys from WCW, when they came over, failed too, because they didn't put in the work to learn the WWE way of doing things, because it's night and day from that.
Oh, so, for sure, because they are stuck in their ways and want it done by the book. And now other groups probably had more freedom, you know, like, oh, I'm not wrestling. Okay, you catch me over at TGIF or wherever the fuck.
TGIF Fridays.
I agree that you should follow the rules and learn the rules and have to follow the rules and stuff, but I feel like there's a certain line, and that's just being petty.
Yeah, some stuff. Because their match got canceled. They're not, like, they're still going to get paid and shit, but, and they had already been paid, but it's like, oh, you still got to stay for the whole show.
That's like,
but the thing is, they don't.
You giving me a concert ticket, me going to the concert with you, and be like, "Oh, you got to stay because I gave you this."
And that's why you're bringing that up, because we talked about that earlier.
And but seriously, think about it.
We went to Behemoth, and I wanted to go. Me and Derek wanted to go, and Charlie was like, "I paid $45 for this ticket. I'm staying for the whole show, or whatever the fight is."
So we ended up
$25 or whatever the ticket was.
Ended up staying, but still, it's like that point, like, if you have the freedom to leave, which we didn't, so we had no choice, you know, so we didn't have the freedom.
I drove. I was one that drove.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Yeah.
You could just leave Charlie.
Go ahead,
I went to go see a show, Westbound Train, and people I had gone with got too fucked up, and they were like, we don't want to be here anymore, we want to leave, and they drove. So we just left before the band, and I paid for those tickets, but I had to go.
Yeah.
But it's almost like at that, like, it just happened, and just recently Lil Wayne didn't come out for his show because he didn't want to go through security check, so all the people got refunded. But what if they, like, made them stay to get refunded? If you want to get your money back, you have to stay until
this
Lil Wayne would have been done.
Stupid little shit like that.
Yeah, they it's a whole mess. What'd you think of what you saw of that episode, Bobby? Yeah.
I only watched, there was only one match that I got to see.
You got
to see Kelly Kelly.
Yeah,
but
I got
match.
To see Kelly Kelly and Lita, so I'm two thumbs up.
He has two thumbs
up. Dicks up. Three. Two,
if I had to.
Two thumbs and a dick.
Two thumbs and a dick.
Two thumbs and a dick up.
There's three up. What's the third one? Don't worry about it.
This is
we got threes up.
This is our new show, Bobby. This is our bonus show, the Lousy ECW Podcast, where we chronologically go through every episode of.
See, now ECW. We gotta get the little mushroom and put a threes up on it, and only you would know about it.
Threes up. Threes
and
up.
And the mushroom is a good, you know, metaphor, too. Trademarked by me, first heard on here.
If you listen to this episode, tweet us hashtag threes up so that we know that you listen to it.
You would enjoy that shirt.
So, Derek, do you want to end this episode and then record another one?
You got time? Sure.
All right.
What time is it?
5.
Yeah, that's fine.
The shirt is just a person with just like, you don't see the bottom half of the person, you just see the top half, and they got two thumbs up and a really big grin.
That's funny.
And it ends Gary and we're out.
No, it's Barbie blank stare and we're out.
Yeah, you know, Barbie blank stare and we're out. I forgot what the sign off for this one was. Yeah. You know, who had the blank stare this time? Kurt Angle. A Kurt Angle soma coma and we're out.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.